Senator, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on the program. Wanted to get your take on the controversial business tax. It's going to be a big deal, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, we've got to do everything we can in the state legislature and in state government to create a better business environment in Michigan. And, you know, a couple of things that we can do is to fix our business tax and make sure that our regulations are easy to work with from a business standpoint. So we've got a lot of work to do, and I introduced a bill to get rid of our Michigan business tax and the surcharge, and in hopes of opening up the conversations of putting in place a new business tax.
Where does that stand now?
We heard it's in the Senate Tax Policy Committee. There'll be a hearing on Wednesday of this week, and so we'll take public testimony and hopefully get it passed out of committee in a relatively short time and onto the Senate floor for consideration.
All right. So let's just say that goes away. How are you going to replace it?
Well, there's a number of things. My commitment is, you know, obviously I'm not hiding from the fact that it will create a $2.2 billion hole in the state budget. But it's got to be done. Any replacement business tax, I think, has to be done in concert with putting together the state budget. You know, Governor Snyder talks about reinventing how we do state government business. And so we don't know, when you build a budget from the ground up, we don't know what that is going to cost the taxpayers of Michigan. So I think there's a number of proposals to replace it. The governor's pushing his 6% flat rate corporate income tax, which I think is one that we ought to look at. There are a number of other proposals out there as well. So that's got to be more debated down the road here. But I think it's just important to get the process started to say, we do need a different business tax structure, and, you know, so I would just want to repeal it and then have those conversations of what to replace it with and how much revenue we need to bring in.
What are your thoughts about the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit?
Well, you know, it's been a good program for low-income families in Michigan, and, you know, our share is whatever the worker or the taxpayer gets from the federal government, we match then as a state 20%. And so it costs us just over $300 million. And, you know, it's a good program, but we have to put that up and stack it up against all the other great programs and all the other great responsibilities of state government. So there isn't any protected program out there. They're all going to be looked at. They're all going to be prioritized. And we're going to demand efficiencies. And if this doesn't stack up to some of the needs out there, there's a chance it could be reduced or eliminated.
Do you think that the elimination of it or the reduction of it will really hurt poor families and children and cause them to maybe seek help from the state, thus eliminating the savings?
Potentially, but remember, the bulk of the earned income tax credit comes from the federal government, so people will still be seeing a significant tax credit. You know, for instance, if somebody is receiving $5,000 of federal income tax credit, our share then is an additional $1,000. So the taxpayer will still be getting the $5,000. They just wouldn't be getting the additional $1,000 from the state. So it's certainly significant, but it's not, you know, the entire credit. There will still be a significant amount of help.
Well, the budget challenge is huge for you and the folks that you work with. There are some estimates that it approaches $2 billion, and you support a constitutional amendment that would dock the pay of lawmakers if they don't agree on a budget by a certain time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I turned in Senate Joint Resolution E, basically to put in our Constitution. Now, this would have to be voted on by two-thirds of the House and Senate and put before the voters because we would be amending our Constitution. But basically it says if we don't get the budget done, the budget bills done in the legislature and presented to the governor by July 1, we forfeit our pay until that job is done. And it just builds, what I'm trying to do is build in a safeguard, because too often, I served in the state house before becoming a senator, and too often we were debating the budget well into the summer, way into the fall, and really had then our backs were against the wall because we were facing kind of a government shutdown the end of the fiscal year on September 30th, and that's not the best sort of environment to make decisions. So the decisions are still going to be tough. July 1, they're going to be the same tough decisions we would have to make if we waited until September 30th. So I just think it's important. It's a good government kind of a constitutional amendment to make sure we get the budget done on time.
We're talking with Michigan State Senator Dave Hildenbrandt. He was the valedictorian at Lowell High School, got his bachelor's degree at Michigan State University. He's an avid outdoorsman. I noticed that you have a young daughter, and myself with young children, I thought of you when I saw a story that there is a senator who wants to repeal a law and thus would allow folks to carry weapons into places like schools and daycare centers and other public places. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm a big Second Amendment supporter. I think we need to continue to empower law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. But, you know, that is one that I think we can look at, but it's not a priority for us to deal with in the legislature right now. Our primary objectives right now is to get Michigan back on track. We've got to strengthen our economy and make sure we have a climate in Michigan where people have good paying jobs. And a lot of these other issues, we're just fall off the radar screen as far as priorities go. But, you know, if we would go down that road, I'd certainly look at it. We'd have the public testimony and debate. But it's not something I'm really interested in working on right now.
All right. And finally, before we let you go, Senator, in the short term, in the next 30 to 60 days, what can you do to help create more jobs for the state of Michigan?
Well, we're going to send a strong signal out to our job providers in Michigan that we want to partner with them. We want to create a business tax that's competitive with other states, that's easily understood, where they can predict their liability. And we're also going to send a strong message from an administrative standpoint that we want to work with folks. We want to help them whether they're, you know, challenged with a permit or a regulation. We want to be a customer-friendly government. I think that's a strong message and a cultural change that the new governor of Michigan is sending out. And so part of it is legislative through, you know, creating a new business tax, and part of it is just sending a message and taking a lead about changing the culture of how government and business providers, job providers, interact. And so that's what I want to work on in the next month or two.
All right, Senator Dave Hildenbrandt, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to talking with you again.
No problem. Thanks again for having me.